dream has become a nightmare.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen. You may be a domestic terrorist. You may be investigated by Homeland Security if you run a topless bar. You may be investigated by Homeland Security if you're in government service and you're pointing out corruption, government waste, you name it. In these days, and see, this is really strange because in these days of possible attacks on the United States, and the only way that's going to happen if the government allows it again or takes part in it, or if we continue the mass genocide of the, well, the enemies of Israel over in the Middle East, which I don't know, how many Muslims do we have on the face of this planet, a billion of them? Well, I guess they could all be considered enemies of Israel. But in close proximity, ladies and gentlemen, Afghanistan, Iraq, you're seeing the rhetoric now turned up. Iran is going to be the next target, maybe Syria. Well, there's some things going on, and you must be made aware of this, that the Democrats are trying to start impeachment proceedings against the lying sack of Bush stuff that we have sitting in the White House, Mr. Dick Cheney, which, by the way, Halliburton got a big fat contract for building permanent facilities to replace the Gitmo Bay temporary shelter prison. For enemy combatants, not protected under the Geneva Convention, but, hey, Halliburton's going to be there to build prisons for us, folks, to protect us. The foreign policy is what's killing us. A misunderstanding of what's really going on by a lot of people in our government, not doing and using their own common sense and acting as such. This has to do with a government and a Congress, more importantly, your representatives, senators and congressmen, relieving themselves of the responsibility for declaring war and more than that. Okay, Ron Paul said this the other day. More than that. We haven't declared an official war for 60 years, but that didn't stop us from fighting them. What is now taking place is George Bush and future presidents will have the ability at his whim to declare terrorism, source of it, any country, any time, any place. There does not have to be a formal declaration of war by the United States Congress. This is important, folks, because that means that if they get it wrong, they're held responsible. Well, they just gave it to the ascended king. This is illegal. It's unconstitutional. Some people are screaming UN war crimes, whatever the case may be, but it's the same old cabal of the people that have been perpetrating this evil upon other people for a lot of years. Now they're trying to legitimize it. The worldwide war, the never-ending war on terror. Now, George, in his limited capacity to think and speak, said it may last 100 years, but you know what? It may last longer. What they're talking about, a 100-year span, that's just minimally to put down people that are against the globalists and the cabal that they're trying to put together worldwide. Well, you see it falling apart in Europe right now. It's not going anywhere here in the United States, folks, and I will remind you of this again. I watch my internet numbers. They've not increased for quite some time. Why? Because you listeners out there aren't telling people of where they can hear real information. That's right. I'm putting the onus on you. They can't hear me talk unless they're able to listen. Now, I am asking you folks out there, not for the sake of doing business or anything else. The main purpose of this network, ladies and gentlemen, is to disseminate the information, put the truth out there, to tell people what's really going on, to shock them into reality. Because if we do not take this government back, not over, take it back, return it to its constitutional republic principles under the Constitution, this nation will perish from the face of the earth. Heard those words before? You better believe it, baby, because they're doing it right now. And if you resist it, you may be considered a domestic terrorist. Well, spread the word, because we need a whole country full of domestic terrorists. The only people that are being terrorized, ladies and gentlemen, are us. And my guest today, Mr. Eric Schein. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. My guest this hour is Eric Schein, a man that has dignity and self-respect and knows the difference between right and wrong, tries to wrong a right, and gets a visit from Homeland Security. Folks, that's the internal Gestapo. That's the internal police in this country. They told us that, no, don't worry about this. Our politicians said, no, we're going to vote on this thing. We haven't even read it, but we're going to vote on it. But we can assure you that this is only going to be used for terrorism, to protect the United States from a threat from abroad. And then we found out, and we warned people about this, that this is going to be used as a law enforcement tool for any number of crimes inside the United States. Throw out due process, collection of evidence, charges. They're used to, in this country, ladies and gentlemen, if the state was going to charge you with a crime, there had to be a grand jury investigation. You had to make a presentment of evidence to a jury of your peers. Grand jury was impaneled, and they had to present their evidence, and if they voted that your evidence is flimsy or you're just witch hunting, there was no case. Well, let's all circumvent that one. Let's set up military-style tribunals, 3 judges, 3 hanging judges, drag you into court, and then we can just slam dunk you. Now, some of those provisions have been whittled away somewhat, but at its core, it's still the same system. This is America, ladies and gentlemen. You're not presumed guilty until you prove yourself innocent. You are innocent until you're proven guilty. So what is your crime? Eric, what a system.
Well, that's what I bring up, the issue of Napoleonic law, because under empire and Napoleonic law, you're guilty until proven innocent, which is, you know, a lot of the way Mexico is run. You go down there, you get in an accident, it's your fault, you go to jail until you can buy your way out.
Well, I got news for you. I'm trying to get a gentleman on right now that evidently his son was arrested in Mexico. He bought some marijuana. He happened to have his family with him. And I'm not suggesting that this is in any way right or, you know, depends on the individual. They may not think there's anything wrong with it. But the point is that his children were put in an orphanage, and they're not to be turned over. And we're talking about thousands and thousands of American citizens' children sitting in orphanages in Mexico.
Nice.
And now, do you think they may be sold off as sex slaves to somebody, some drug-dealing cartel someplace, or to maybe the Saudi Arabians, some prince or something? Yeah, real sweet. I mean, these are the people that we're dealing with, that Mr. Vicente Fox and his band of renowned criminals down in Mexico.
Well, see, that's one reason why American flag merchant vessels are so important, because they are literally a floating U.S. embassy, the officers on board and people. And when we're going into every port in the world, not only are we a information gathering service for the CIA and other, you know, branches of the federal government, just to keep an eye on what's going on out there, but if anyone in these countries is an American citizen needs safe haven, they can come to any of us as federal officers or the ship and seek it and find it, hopefully. We don't go into the majority of ports anymore. And instead of going into these ports under a flag of truce and commerce and trade, under an American flag merchant vessel, now it's all, you know, Chinese vessels, and they're pushing their program of socialism or communism and, you know, tyranny around the world, rather than we extending our, you know, program of democracy, supposedly, under the Constitution and Bill of Rights around the world.
So this, in any port of call that you guys used to pull your ships in, I mean, it was literally, depending on the circumstances, could literally be a lifeboat and a life-saving exercise for an individual or groups of individuals.
Right, and even for if there's a land-based embassy there, the State Department can use the vessel for departure in case of, you know, conflict or uprising or whatever, or a place of retreat. It's a backup to this very complex system that was set up over, you know, hundreds if not thousands of years. When we have problems overseas, this dates back to World War II and before, and, you know, in between, it's all been corrupted. When we're overseas and anything happens and, say, we're fired or some action is taken against us, we're supposed to have access to the State Department and the U.S. Embassy there. They're supposed to investigate, find out what has happened. And, you know, there's past precedents, whatever, that have placed the person back on board the vessel because they didn't do anything wrong and it was a personal matter or, you know, personality conflicts. Or
right. They're
trying to get rid of people so they can set people up and put a friend on the job. And when you can do that, that goes to labor racketeering, that goes to smuggling, that goes to stealing from, you know, the federal trusts that are set up for overtime and pay of the people on board. You know, I've been on ships where they had one guy, a chief engineer, was running a bicycle shop, motorcycles, Harleys, on the ship, and this is a government vessel.
By the way, this wanted poster, or actually it's not a wanted poster. Most people are familiar with, say, the FBI or whatever, that you'd walk into a post office and you'd... Yeah, I used to do this as a kid, you know, because I'd seen all the John Dillinger movies and all that stuff. And, you know, I used to walk in and just kind of flip through the wanted posters just to see who these bad guys were. But we're not talking about a poster here or a wanted poster from the FBI. This was issued from the Department of Homeland Security, and we have this on our website. If you go to the site map and you go to 9/11 New World Order on the right-hand side towards the bottom, you will see Mr. Eric Norman Shine's photo here, and it's a bolo. It's be on the lookout, and this is from the Department of Homeland Security. And now, I can't read exactly what was on this thing, but what did it give? It gave your description and
yeah, and picture, and then I think it basically just it didn't say like what I had done, when I had done it, what I was, you know, wanted for, or why I might be dangerous. It just said maybe dangerous. And it said, and this is one thing that's happened, I found out through Senator Feinstein's office, through Guillermo Gonzalez, that the Coast Guard, Department of Homeland Security, and others had gone around and called congressmen and senators and told them that if I persist and try to contact their offices, they're supposed to call the D.C. police and have me arrested.
And here on unspecified charges, you're not wanted for anything. This is not part of a criminal investigation. There's no specifications as to why they're even looking for you. There's been no indictments, no presentment of evidence, no nothing. The Gestapo just puts out a poster out there, and any cop can pick you up.
Well, and they distributed to all the Coast Guard facilities and Navy facilities, because I'm also a commissioned officer in the United States Naval Reserve as part of our special duty assignment. When we're on board, we're there in case of time of national emergency, either natural disaster, civil defense issue, or an issue of national security and war breaks out. We are a liaison embedded within these vessels to interact with the United States Navy when necessary.
Now, when there's a lot that goes on and there's a lot that comes across my desk, Eric, and there's a lot of things that upset me, because I see this republic being destroyed from within, from our own supposed elected officials that was sworn to uphold the very Constitution that they're butchering. But when I come to an issue such as this with an individual as such as you, and when I see this, I get extremely angry. Folks, this doesn't have to be an Eric Schein. This literally could be you. Does this not scare the living snot out of you? Does this not outrage you? Does this not make you angry or maybe scared to your core? You know, what's your thoughts here? 800-313-9443. Oh, no, I'll just keep conducting business and I'll stay out of everybody's way, and hopefully I'll scurry off this little dirt ball in a universe without end, and I'll get under the radar screen. Well, you know what? I hope your children pee on your grave. I'm serious about this, Eric, because you know what? It has always been the hope of any conscionable, God-fearing person that lived in this country to pass on and bequeath to the further generations the freedoms and liberties and the opportunities that they enjoyed.
But that comes from certain things that must remain in the public trust or the Commonwealth, like the vote, the presidency, Congress, the judiciary, water, mass transportation like the United States Merchant Marine, or even railroad. Hydroelectric, our natural reserves like Yosemite and, you know, Yellowstone and Grand Canyon.
Railroad. I mean, there is a classic example. You're talking.
No. Go to a more recent example of what they're trying to do to the interstate and interstate highway systems to turn them all into private toll roads.
Okay, but I was just okay. Now, Eric, let me back up.
I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll see it and tell me if this is where I was going. We got rid of the nation's railroads in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the argument was that we now have air travel. Not as many people are traveling on passenger trains as they used to. So we get a bunch of people years later that decide to rip up all these rails, all these main rails and spurs and everything else that's going into the smaller venues or cities. And we decided to dig them up and turn them into, well, rails to trails. The way to ship goods long distance, cheapest way possible, moving literally tonnage, was through our nation's railroads. Now, what we have, because we have cities and, well, everything's getting clogged up, we now have the commerce being conducted and the goods being carried by trucks that, oh, by the way, oil's hit $60 a barrel, and we're sorry, truckers, but you got to pay $3, $4. If you're independent, mind you, you got to pay $3, $4 for a gallon of diesel. But if you're a trucking company, you still got to pay the same price. Maybe we'll give you a price break a little bit, but it jacks up the cost of the transportation. Eric, we had a system in this country that we could ship mass quantities of anything anywhere. And, yeah, you could use trucks locally, smaller trucks for distribution or whatever the case. But we've got these massive rigs. And now, through the NAFTA corridor, we got the Mexicans running up here with their rigs that aren't even safe on our roads, but they're clogging up our network, so you're exactly right. Well, you know, we got to build toll roads because it's crowded, and we just have to put in toll roads and sell them off to private and foreign corporations so they can own the very roads that you're driving on in this country.
And block your access.
There you go. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Some talk radio it's on. Speaking of talk radio, I saw the list of your information that was sent to... Looks like everybody has got a computer on the planet, but how many radio programs have you done, Eric?
Number-wise, or different programs, or number of shows, or...
Well, I mean, different programs, different programs.
I don't know, maybe 10 or 12.
Really?
Yeah.
So...
A lot of them are on your network, though.
Yeah, well, and do you think this is a story that maybe, and I'm going to use this as an example, say, George Norrie overnight. Have you ever contacted Mr. Norrie and told him your story?
I'm not familiar with the man.
George Norrie overnight? Somebody help Eric here. I mean, you have the ability to literally talk to millions of people. This is
right.
Where we're trying to get, but that's a carefully crafted little network. I mean, it's the, I won't say... Well, yes, I will. It's the Art Bell creation, okay? Government funding, all that other stuff goes in there. But needless to say, some information has been put out on George Norrie's program overnight. I mean, literally, he has millions of people listening every single night.
Well, and that's how you get action, too. And on something like this, like, I don't understand why not, more people are not enraged and see the threat. If I, in my position, is probably one of the most highly protected individuals as an American citizen and federal officer out of anybody, not only under admiralty and general maritime law and Navy commission and the whole nine yards, you know, coming from a federal academy, et cetera, et cetera. If they can do this to me and take my federal license right to work and play all these games that they have done, steal my homes and more, what prevents them from doing that to a doctor who has a license, a lawyer who has a license, a congressman or senator, whether you're with them or against them or not? At some point, what happened in Nazi Germany when it went into meltdown? They started going after everybody and their mother because they became so paranoid. They didn't know who their enemies were because they were so corrupt, had so many lies and, you know, thieveries and stuff floating around there that they had to destroy the evidence. And the best way to destroy the evidence was get rid of any and all people that knew anything about what went on.
Well, Night of the Long Knives was a perfect example. But what happened in Nazi Germany, it very much what Admiral Poindexter through the TIPS program tried to do in this country, and that's have half the country dropping the dime out of fear and paranoia and exaggerated circumstance, have half the country ratting out the other half.
Yeah, well, Poindexter's a really scary guy.
Oh, is he? Is he ever? I'll tell you what, 800-313-9443. Do you have a contact number for people that maybe have a local radio talk show or somebody that would be interested in Homeland Security? And
Well, and see, some of this stuff doesn't, and I'll give you my number. It's 714-362-7491. And they can always contact or try to contact me through you, and then you can try to, you know, and I hate to throw that out or, you know, put that on you, but at some point, if they take out my phone or play more games, at least I can call you and see what's going on and check in. And
I understand. And before we take more calls here, what is your current situation now? Obviously, you're in financial dire straits here. They're cutting off your money. You're in bankruptcy court because?
Well, there's a lot of games that, well, because they've denied me access to the courts. The same judge who protected the shipping company, American President Lines, which is really a federal agency, and denied me not, under general maritime and admiralty law, I have the right to minimally a bench trial and also a jury trial. They denied that at summary decision. They blocked me from getting evidence to the court. They corrupted my own attorneys. They played all kinds of games. I even tried to contact the court on ethics violations, and the court wouldn't, you know, instead of having a due process hearing and getting me in there to find out what was going on, they blocked me from even that. You know, Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher, all these law firms, the union, you would not believe the number of large corporate law firms that I've been up against as an individual. Let alone my union, let alone the shipping companies like Matson, which has been around 100 years. They know how to play all the games, let alone the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Coast Guard and others. They know that justice delayed is justice denied, and that the best way to do away with all the information evidence, which I have a great deal and can point fingers at a lot of people, is to just not only destroy my credibility but put me 6 feet under. And so they've held me out of the courts.
Yes, but what else can they do in that bankruptcy court? Because once
in bankruptcy, it's unusual because especially with all the law, changes in the laws, they're supposed to allow me to plead this stuff, whether it's false claims, you know, whistleblower retaliation that involves the federal government, because I am an employee of the federal government under Articles of Agreement, and I'm supposed to be able to plead this stuff at bar because the Admiralty and General Maritime provisions have been incorporated into the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure that are bound upon the Federal District Court, which the bankruptcy courts are a part of the Federal District Court system, through the Suits and Admiralty Act, and my rights and provisions are not supposed to be ignored or denied, but they're just trying to keep me out there as long as possible until I either get run over by a bus, die of a heart attack, disappear, or something else happens, so that all this stuff is just, you know,
But also in the bankruptcy laws, all evidence and whatever collected information can be destroyed after 6 months?
Yeah, we'll get back into that with United and what's going on with that, too, and when we come back, I guess.
All right. Gene in Texas, Richard in New York, and we do have lines open and available, 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls immediately after this break, and we'll get more information from Mr. Eric Schein, what I consider to be an upstanding American, standing up against crooked Americans. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Think Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo Bay, but instead of overseas and against Muslims and others, how about right here at home in the good old U.S. of A., where instead it's being carried out upon our own citizens and, in fact, even congressionally and presidentially appointed federal officers who are our first and oftentimes last lines of defense against absolute tyranny. Look at the recent purges in the CIA, even the special office of the special counsel, for even more proof. For some reason, you cannot believe your own eyes and ears as presented. You need more proof somehow. Well, look at the recent news about Mr. Block as chief counsel for the office of special counsel, who has dumped over 1,000 whistleblower cases from the OSC with little or no investigation whatsoever. Now, this is just a small piece of the pie in what has gone on in the last 4 years or more, if not Mr. Shine's life, as now the federal government has once again taken up this sport, that's right, folks, of hunting down and killing whistleblowers and its own citizens. Now, you folks out there, you want to sit idle, you want to sit silent, you want to let fear take over you? Or do you want to stand up and you want to stand against this tyranny? Because I'm going to tell you something right now, folks. You're not even going to escape it. But more importantly, our children are not ever going to escape it. We are going into a despotic, almost dark age here globally, but especially here at home. And you're not standing up. Question I have for you, what in God's green earth is wrong with you? We're not making this up. I don't sell fear, ladies and gentlemen. I don't get up with the latest, greatest disease and every day tell you to buy this product. I don't sell fear. What I'm after is destroying the corrupt cabal that is causing most of the problems that we have here in this country. I don't get up there and sell and pander to your innermost fears on this program. What I do is point out, yes, most assuredly, what's going wrong and who they're trying to do it on a daily basis to. But the point of this is to spread the word, to alarm and set the alarm for our fellow citizens. Because they can't kill us all, folks. They can't lock us up in jail. They couldn't build enough prisons for the people that have freedom and liberty in their hearts. Their tool is fear. And if you are fearful, you better sit down and do a self-assessment. Mr. Shine is standing up. He could have very well knuckled under. Do you understand how easy it would have been for this man to say, okay, I'm getting some heat. I'll shut up. I'll be a good boy. Be a career guy. Collect his pension. Nobody would have known who Mr. Eric Shine was, nor would they have cared. But the fact of the matter is that I care, he cares, and any people of good heart and conscience that has anything left in their soul should care. And if you are not sounding the alarm to our fellow Americans, then I hope you go to hell in a handbasket. And I am not joking. This is not a game. This is not a dress rehearsal. We are on the death throes of this great republic, and you are sitting back and doing absolutely nothing. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Literally ashamed. And if you're not ashamed of yourself, I'll be ashamed for you. Let's go to the phones. Gene in Texas. Hello, Gene.
Yes, this sounds like a classic KGB operation and a Stalinist Soviet purge that he did to his military before and after World War II of quote-unquote dissenters. And that's what Mr. Shine, I believe, is by the federal government standards, is a dissenter. And they mock you and ridicule you in the media. They stick the IRS on you. And, yes, you better be looking over your shoulder, too. Yet I do applaud his courage. And like you say, we need more people with this kind of courage. I would like to ask him, though, you mentioned something about soldiers being insured and certain people getting the insurance money from their deaths. Is that correct? Could you expound on that a little bit more, please?
Yes. I've seen it as maritime precedents where the union and other players and even the protection indemnity insurance clubs use their knowledge of the court system to go after the benefits, death benefits, of the quote-unquote estate and put it in their own pocket and even go toe-to-toe with the family over who has the rights to the benefits.
Who are getting these benefits?
It's supposed to be the family.
Yeah.
But it's a bunch of people who know how the system is set up. Protection indemnity insurance clubs like AIG is an example of some of them.
Yeah.
AIG used to insure slaves. They're embattled in all kinds of investigations right now. There's insurance carriers like them and groups. They're called protection indemnity insurance clubs. The maritime industry uses them big time. And what they do is rather than, they become like confidence men, like the mob, where they, instead of insuring them and paying out the insurance for when something happens, they use their knowledge of the court system to go after the individual who's been injured and literally put them under the ground and then even make money off of it through their death benefits.
So it's not just the families that are getting the death benefits.
No, the families aren't getting the death benefits. That's the whole
problem. Oh, they're not getting the benefits.
And that's why, like with the military, they want to find the dumbest, youngest, uneducated soldiers that they can find in the world, or in our actually in the world, because they're bringing people in from other countries and then allowing them to go in the military, and also who don't have an extended family, or their extended family may not be up on the latest legislation, or have access to attorneys, because if you don't have a lot of money, you can't get an honest attorney, you can't survive the, you know, the court system, because it's no longer a First Amendment safe haven. It's a battleground.
Well, yeah, I know the federal government has said lately they want to give $100,000 to every family who's lost a soldier in Iraq.
I think it was $250,000, but
yeah, is that what human life is worth now?
Is your son worth $100,000?
I mean, would you?
No, you nailed it right on the head. That this is coming from the insurance companies, that they want to assign and even use this as precedence for what? Hey, oh, what, you think you're worth more than a military soldier who's put his life on the line and died in Iraq, and that you should get more than $250,000?
I mean, how can you put a price on a human life like that, a family son's life?
Well, these are people that have no value of life. That's just the point.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that helped start the wars and do these policing actions and cook up phony reasons for going into Iraq and killing 3 million Iraqis, 750,000 of them children. This is the reason why we're going to spread war within the Middle East. Well, this is why we're going to kill off more American soldiers, because they have no regard for life.
Well, and it's not necessarily the soldiers, because a lot of the soldiers that are, you know, granted there's problems and we've got all kinds of stuff going on, especially with the type of people that they're choosing intentionally, which goes to issues like this, like the death benefits and stuff. But it's coming from the top down. It's the fact that we're even over there, and not the actual foot soldiers who are just trying to do what they're told and are being recruited into these, you know, scams.
A lot of congressmen, including Tom DeLay, the majority leader, have all stock, a lot of all stocks. And this was brought out on the Lou Dobbs show just the other night on cable television, how many congressmen have oil stock and are making small fortunes, or large fortunes, according to how much stock they have, off the oil profits now, they're tremendously higher because...
And you know what's even better than that? You know what's even better than that? A lot of these congressmen and senators, they don't work for the United States. They don't work for the citizens. Because you know what? They don't collect a salary. A lot of these guys refuse their salary and give it away or whatever. So at some point, if they don't collect a salary, there's no contract with them and the American people. How or why do we even allow that and have them in office?
But they have their own pension benefits, and it sure as heck isn't Social Security Administration.
No, exactly. And it's very secure. Just unlike the United employees, 140,000 people, pilots and, you know, stewardesses and mechanics who just got jinged out of their pensions by a bankruptcy judge. And, of course, United was also one of the airlines involved in 9/11 and the World Trade Center incident. And in the bankruptcy courts, under the laws, it allows them to destroy all their records after 2 years, which I'm sure they will preempt and destroy before then and say, oh, well, we jumped the gun, just like Arthur Anderson with Enron did.
Well, it's also nice to be able to vote yourself a pay raise anytime you want to also off the taxpayers.
Yeah, well, I think that should be democratic.
All right. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Gene. Yeah, you hit on a good point there, Eric, that, yeah, if they do not accept a and a lot of these people, these are the ones that are calling this great republic a democracy. They want to democratize the rest of the world.
Yeah.
They're hedging their bets, and they're laying their path to go into the private sector, that they've just done a good turn for whatever corporation, and every good boy deserves favor. Don't we all know that? So they use the office that they're occupying right now to further themselves. And they have not. They're in the process and have been for a long time of selling out the American people. Folks, get this. Here's newsflash. We no longer have a representative government. We no longer have redress of government. We no longer have due process. And we got a bunch of henchmen running around with warrants, badges, and guns claiming authority. Don't you dare step out of line. Don't step out of line, because we're going to come and get you. We're going to instill that fear in you. Look, I'm going to tell you what, folks. I don't think there's been ever one soldier that's been in a line of fire, been in a foxhole, been in a firefight, that didn't have a gnawing fear in the pit of his stomach. But the reason why he continued doing what he was doing, because it was his duty. Do we not have the same duty? We owe that allegiance to the republic, not the de jure de facto, or the de facto, I should say, government, but do we not owe an obligation to ourselves? Because you know what? We are the government, folks. Don't we owe it to ourselves? You better straighten out your thinking out there, folks. You better start examining what you are doing, or more importantly, what you are not doing. And I'm serious about this. If you've got a local talk show host, I don't care. If you've got an in to George Norrie, I don't care. A big talk show host in the city, you contact this network or you get a hold of Mr. Shine and get him booked, because this man's message has got to be sent far and wide. More people have to understand the system that it's allowing this kind of corruption to go under the radar scope. And the American people never, ever, ever, will destroy this man or attempt to. But the American public are not allowed to hear it. What a travesty. Richard in New York. Hello, Richard.
Good evening.
Hi.
Yeah, this is exactly what I wanted to talk about. Now, Eric, you're willing to go on other talk shows, is that correct?
Yes, I have been, and I've been fighting. My union, which is a Federal Officers and State Officers Labor Union, right, which is bound, it actually signs a general agency agreement itself and becomes an agency of the United States, because under General Maritime and Admiralty law, they all have a duty of fair representation to protect and defend us, because we're federal officers and, you know, basically U.S. ambassadors. Instead, the union has not only blocked me from access to the courts, it's actually now filed, I think that was one of the things that John mentioned at the beginning of the show, in its most recent filing, the judge has kept me out of court. In the status report that we've been filing for the last 2.5 years, the union filed in there a link to John's show, and it's like they just opened a whole other can of worms and threw in the evidence. But I've been trying to get to 60 Minutes and all these other people. The union actually even used that against me and read it to all the union members, who played all kinds of games and acted upon me because I'm trying to air the dirty laundry of what's going on, and all these mental midgets who didn't go to a federal service academy or even a state maritime academy, who went through the union school, who are a bunch of mafiosos and gangsters, are seizing control of a federal and state officers' labor union, and the federal government doesn't care to do anything about it anymore. They'd been involved in investigations before. But, you know, they're using any and all my complaints and ability and try to act in a civil and proper fashion against me. The Department of Homeland Security, United States of America Department of Transportation, and U.S. Coast Guard used my formal civil complaints, my whistleblower letters, and my underlying union grievances as a federal officer against me as evidence.
Amazing. Now, could I get your phone number again? Because I have a local talk show right here in Syracuse I'd like to get you on.
Sure. 714-362-7491.
Okay.
And real quick, there's an article coming out about this, too, in a paper down in Texas, and I don't want to say anything about it, kind of like that old, Sports Illustrated, if you get on the cover, it messes up your career.
Well, I can guarantee you it's not going to be the Austin Un-American Statesman. I can tell you that
right.
Now, Eric, do you have access to the Internet?
Yeah, I do. There's actually a website, too, that you can go to that has some of this stuff. John has some on his, it's actually here. Let me read from the court documents. It's www.rbnlive.com/shine. .html. If you go there, there's some information. And then also www.martiallaw911.com. That's MARTIALLAW.
Well, you go quicker than I can copy here.
Sorry?
I'll tell you what. Let's just do this. Let's make it easy.
Just Google it, and you'll find with my name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Eric Shine. S-H-I-N-E.
There's tons of stuff out there.
Yeah, S-H-I.
Now,
hold on.
John?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Shine, S-H-I-N-E. Just Google Eric Shine and it'll come up. And also I wanted to say that we're refreshing the front page on RBN Live, and we'll put a button up there right on the front page. Click on it. It'll take you directly to the story and also today's program. So that'll be helpful.
John, I had a question in that regard.
Yes, sir.
Since they've reintroduced all this stuff as evidence, quote-unquote, I was wondering if I could put more stuff on your website.
Oh, absolutely. we got the space. Not a problem. Richard, anything else?
Yes, there is. Now, John, if you're interested in getting callers, it would be ideal for calling into the local talk show I got in mind. If we could get other callers that know of similar, what I call neocon talk shows, where they believe with us in general morality and there's areas that they agree, but then they're big Bush supporters. So we're going to need a couple of people like Eric to kind of batter down that initial resistance. He's
sure.
not going to have a basically friendly audience. So I'd like to get, I'm trying to get people like Eric lined up to go on this local talk show, but if we get some kind of a network going, I think that would be even better.
Well,
where everybody calls into everybody's talk show and everybody gets more mileage.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thought. But right now we're having a hard time having people to agree what time of day it is. But
yeah.
But
even though they're on the same side.
Yeah, and here's been my point about this, that we're trying to build and expand this network and to have outlets all over the country that we're going to force them to pick up the story because everybody will be talking about it while these guys are talking 552 days of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about Eric Schein's story. So we can literally force the mainstream media to pay attention or at least get the good people to walk away from these clowns and quit listening to them.
Hey, John, real quick. Before
yeah,
you
hold
go to break.
You know, we're at break. Richard, thanks for your call. We've got to take
Eric,
a break. Hold on. Did you hang up on him? Okay. Richard, you're on hold. John in New York, I'll take your call. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back with Eric Schein.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back. Richard, please conclude if you would, because I got another caller from
Eric,
your state.
The best time to get a hold of him was, because I want to try to get him on the...
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, best time, Eric?
Right after the show.
There you go.
Oh, great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it.
Hey, John, real quick before you go to the other caller.
Yeah.
Just an example of some of the level of stuff and how it's all interconnected and everything that's going on and some of the people that are involved. Andrew Card, who's chief of staff for President Bush, he went to my academy, Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy.
Mm-hmm.
He was also former Secretary of Transportation under the first President Bush, under the first war in Iraq, was also an enormous GM lobbyist. Secretary of Transportation Norman Edd is involved. Duncan Hunter, congressman from San Diego, is in charge as chair of the Armed Services Committee. He's involved. Senator Feinstein is involved. Dana Rohrabacher, who's a friend of Boeing here in Huntington Beach, is involved. And a whole myriad of other very, you know, well-connected, very influential politicians and bureaucrats or technocrats who, if this stuff gets out, are going to be connected to, you know, and I can point the finger at, enormous human rights violations.
All right. One last call here on this edition of the National Intel Report. John in New York. Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Eric. Just I've been running through the same instance of maybe not on a caliber that you have, but, you know, changing the minutes of court, and they've got me by the IRS short hairs now, and some of the things I've been doing is the same thing you've been doing as far as exposing things, and they've tried to push onto me through the DEC and stuff now, which are environmental corporations, and basically I've used them for a sounding board. I've hit them with about 15 videotapes and audio tapes and a stack of discrimination points and everything else. And it's really made an impact to turn them away. But at the same time, it's like all the Enron executives, the court cases have all been overturned now, so not one person from Enron's been found guilty other than Arthur Anderson for $500,000 slap on the wrist.
Right, and that was a joke, too, because they basically got dissolved of any responsibility for destroying records.
And where did the pension fund go that all the people that worked for Enron, where did all that money go? And where's the prosecution and all the news? I mean, yeah, maybe doing nasty things to little boys is noteworthy and newsworthy, most assuredly. But I would have preferred to have had 552 days of Ken Lay and Enron rather than Michael Jackson.
Right.
You know, I mean, where's the priority with the media's out there?
You know, it's even confusing to myself. Now, I don't get organized that well, but at the same time, is Ken Lay, is he the Republican chairman of the, minority leader?
No. That's
a different Lay then. Okay, well, thank God for that.
Ken Lay was head of Enron.
Okay. Also, you have, it's like my insurance now has gone crazy. My credit card the last December was 96% interest where they're trying to orchestrate me out of business. They've doubled my assessments. And yet I'm out of business per se already, so I mean, it's like just crazy. But my insurance is, it's like they, even though 9/11 has been proven to be delinquent now, all your insurances are like, oh, you got terrorist insurance now, and they tap that on with an extra charge, and yet my insurance came through today with about an 8 or 10 page packet of where they're not, eligible for any of the terrorist attacks or offenses or anything like that. It's like this double handwriting again.
Well, it's like confidence game to where these guys are basically the mob, and they're, you know, extracting insurance from you, but then not providing any kind of results. And if you don't pay, they break up your place.
Right. And they're in full control. And the troopers back up. It's like, oh, they can't see straight. But I have been pushing on to them and giving them information a little at a time. And one thing in my court cases I'm going to tell you is you're a gatekeeper also. They haven't beaten you out of the door, but you're still in the gate to where it's like my appeal's over going on 7-8 months old now, where it's supposed to be done in 30-90 days.
Right.
They don't want me back in court because I got too much info to dump them.
We're out of time, John.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Eric, keep plugging, my friend. Hopefully you'll embolden and encourage other people to step forward.
Well, have me back as much as possible, and I appreciate all the help and support that you've already given to me.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Take care of yourself. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up and be counted, unless you're down for the count. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.